are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think the virus is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Holy Monday, everybody. It is Crab Diving Live. It's 2:02 p.m. on the Pacific Type Coast. If it ain't that time, which is 5 p.m. on the Eastern Type Coast, then you're listening to a rerun of this great show we run here on the network, on the Crab Diving Network. We rerun the show throughout the day, nestled within the warm bosom of some of the other great entertainment that is here on the network, along with us, the Cannalinguists, your 420-tastic kind of show. We also have the Hollywood Hick. We have the Daily Upper Decker, Morning Wood with Rick Wood, coming at you here from Los Angeles, California. My name is Patrick Vile, and just connecting here via the magic of the internet and Skype, Mr. Ryan Pfeiffer from Pensacola, Florida. What's up? Yep, we may have lost him, so the magic may not be there, ladies and gentlemen. He did kick off, so we're going to be back with Ryan in a second. Give us a tweet during the show. We're going to be with you all here for the next couple of hours till 4 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, till 7 p.m., spewing at you live and warm. Fresh from the sphincter for your enjoyment. Ryan, are you back? How interesting is this? We hear 1/2 second of Ryan, and then he kind of kicks out. So we're going to work on these. Wait, hold on. I think you might be back.
Hey, I'm here.
There he is, ladies and gentlemen, Ryan Pfeiffer. Now back and live from Pensacola, Florida.
Can't we have anything nice? I mean, really, honestly. Oh, wait, look, the cops are beating the shit out of us. Citigroup's writing our laws. Hey, listen. Hey, you know what? You can fuck your Skype.
Yeah, why do we even have... Why are we even bothering with Congress or anything anymore? Why don't we just hand the keys over to Citigroup and over to Jamie Dimon and all those Wall Street boys and girls, and just say fuck it? Why do we even bother with the falsity, yeah, the bullshit, the curtain with the Wizard of Oz,
bullshiticus
of this democracy? We don't have a fucking democracy anymore.
Bullshiticus 69 states that Walmart shall decide the minimum wage for its stupid workers.
It's very true.
And fuck them all. My God, I just got off, by the way, Christians, relax, okay? When an atheist goes on Facebook and says they don't believe in your sky god bullshit, don't take it personally and don't call it faith bashing. Believe me. Oh, fuck, is it working?
Do we have a, yeah, no, I'm thinking, do we have a story? Did you?
No, there's no story. Brother's on Facebook.
Did you get wrestling with a Christian?
No. I'm reading, I'm going through this Facebook thread. My brother's on there on Facebook talking about, you know, sky gods and whatnot. And someone says, please don't bash my faith. This Christian says, please don't bash my faith. And what I want to say to that is, okay, we'll try not to, because God knows you don't do any of that.
Don't bash my faith. Meanwhile, your faggot friend's going to hell.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I have a friend I went to high school with, I grew up with. He's gay. According to your faith that I'm not allowed to bash, he's going to burn an internal right. in an internal fire or something.
But we're just helping
you.
We're just loving him and helping him by pointing out that he's going to burn in the fires of hell and that we should treat him shit here on the planet so that we don't encourage that horrific lifestyle.
Eat a dick, sir.
Well, that's the problem.
Eat a big dick. That's what we're all eating right now. Hey, listen, man, I heard that speech Elizabeth Warren gave last week, and I heard that. I'm like, amazing. Wait. Why are we not all out on the streets, regardless of what bullshit you subscribe to? We're all
yeah, I think it's coming. It's happening, right? I mean, it's happening more and more. Sadly, some of the events that are sending us out tend to be, black guys with full of lead these days, but... I think it all kind of ties together with this great how the country's just been shitified for the past 30 years, 40 years. This whole Koch brother. Did you see the interview that Baba Wawa did with, I don't even know which one it is. One of the Kochs. One of the brothers Koch.
I did not see that.
Yeah, Barbara Walters apparently is rolling out of mothballs only occasionally now, but she's still doing the occasional interview. I like her. I think she's I kind of like Barbara Walters, but she, you know, of course, her camera it had to be a fathom deep of Vaseline on the lens.
It's like Barbara Walters. We all know you're not 50.
Right.
I mean, there's no way you're 50. So just be old, okay? Nobody gives a shit.
Embrace it. Scrape that shit off the lens, girl.
Most people are ugly. That's the truth of the matter. Most people are horrendous, ugly little toads. And, you know, it's all right. It's all right to not look perfect is my point, Barbara.
And but she was interviewing one of these Kochs, and you know they're pretty elusive. They don't slither out very frequently.
I mean, why would they? Why would they hang out with the people that they're subjugating?
Why would they talk? Why would they? Yeah, but you know, I guess they're feeling the squeeze right now. They're feeling the wah wah. People don't love us all of a sudden, and. the David and Charles both have recently done interviews, and I can't tell you which is which right now to tell you the truth, but the one that Barbara Walters interviewed said, I'm a social conservative or social liberal and a fiscal conservative and a libertarian.
Ooh, I'm so excited to hear that. I'm so glad you said that.
And Barbara Walters says, well, so you're on the record as being in support of same-sex marriage and in support of a woman's right to choose what to do with her own body. And he says, yes. And then she says, well, then, you support candidates. Your foundations, your tentacles, if I might say, support candidates who very much so embrace some of these extreme social views.
Yes.
To which he twirled his mustache and ripped the head off of a baby kitten and sucked the life out of it. Threw the husk into the fire.
Did he eat Barbara?
And no, he needed her for the rest of the interview.
Oh, okay. Mm.
And she's a little tough. She's been around for a while.
Yeah.
and then he said, well, you know, that's their views.
No, dumbass. That's your views. That's the views you're paying for.
But yeah, so basically he's divesting himself. He's saying, well, you know, as long as they have the same... give all the Koch brothers all the money in the world views that I have as a Koch brother, then I don't give a shit what their other views are. I don't give a shit what horrific views they hold. Let them think that they should round up the gays and kill them. Let them think that we should, you know, bomb anything Muslim.
You know, it's funny, too, because if you... I have friends that say, well, I'm socially liberal, but physically conservative. And I just want to be like, okay.
Fiscally or physically?
Fiscally. Fistfully. They're
fistfully.
They're conservative fisters.
I only do the fisting on the solstice.
Yeah, on certain people. I'm picky. How can you be, everyone suck a dick. How can you be fiscally liberal? I mean, you know what I mean? Like, how can you... Oh, I lost my point. Who gives a shit?
Oh, I'm sorry. But what does that mean? Yeah, I get what you mean.
That means the Koch brothers are like, we're for all these things, all these human rights issues. We're on the right side of gay marriage, but we're on the side of, we want to make everybody poor as shit. How does that work?
Exactly.
I mean, it doesn't make any fucking sense. You cannot say you are socially liberal, but... fiscally conservative. It just doesn't work because your fucking shitty fiscal views. That's the one way it trickles down. It makes all the poor people, you know, fucking poor and oppressed.
Right. The foundation of the belief is flawed. That this whole charade.
Yeah, that's a better way to put it.
The charade of that trickle down bullshit, which, you know, within. You know, both of our lifetimes is not you know, really taken hold. It's kind of a new thing. I mean, you know, because the conservatives of the Eisenhower days are nothing like now, and even fiscally, if you want to put it that way. You know, this weird and Ayn Randian. Libertarian John Birch Society Koch brother bullshit has really, they've done a brilliant job of infesting and infecting the infrastructure of the whole country. If you go to our Facebook, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, tweet us during the show if you like, at Crab Diving. Give us a call, 323-601-5427. That's 323-601-LIBS.
That's correct.
But you know, I go do that and then I get thrown off my point. I had a great soapbox that I was up on.
How do these Koch brothers look at themselves in the mirror and be like, oh, I just gave a shitload of money to a guy on the wrong side of a bunch of human rights issue. A guy who doesn't want to let gay people get fucking married. A guy that isn't for raising the minimum wage so people can, you know, have a nice, they don't have to work four fucking jobs and they can have some decent quality of life. How do they look at themselves in the mirrors? The only rational explanation is that they are reptilian.
Right. Check that temperature.
Oh, yeah.
Why are the Koch brothers out lying on a rock in the middle of the day?
Why? Why is your tail growing back?
I think they think they're doing good. I mean, I really think that they are. Don't forget that the Koch brothers sprung forth from a rather privileged vagina.
Oh, so privileged.
And they, you know, haven't necessarily. They've experienced like poverty and racism and sexism and other things like that. In the abstract. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They've studied them from afar. They may feel that they understand them perfectly. Like I understand how a bonobo jerks off when I go watch him at the zoo. That's how they understand. They feel these things.
Be careful at your zoo. I think, you know, what mayor was it that recently spent a night outside to try to show solidarity with the homeless population? Who was that? Was that
Mayor McCheese?
Was that Rahm Emanuel or Bloomberg or somebody?
Was it Rahm Emanuel? Really?
Somebody did it recently, and they're like, I want to know what it's like so I can empathize with them. Well, I'm like, hey, asshole, instead of doing that, which I don't know what that's supposed to do, why don't you, in fact, like, I don't know... build some homeless shelters or put your money where your fucking stupid mouth is and do something about this homeless problem we have.
Right. It's Glenn Beck climbing on top of the truck full of toys and food for the immigrant kids.
Hey, man.
Look at me, everybody. Right. Make sure that spotlight's on me while I'm giving and offering myself.
Have-nots in America that don't believe in a sky god could basically go suck a dick. That's what society tells us.
Have-nots that don't believe in a sky god can basically go suck a dick. Yeah.
That's what Citigroup tells us when they're like, hey, listen, that whole banking bailout that everybody was so pissed off and outraged about, and people were occupying. People were occupying, like, parks and city centers and stuff, and protests. Young people were protesting. My God. The millennials were protesting this, and those fucking fat cats went back in and wrote whatever they wanted to, and that is if it didn't happen.
Right. They hid under their rocks for 10 minutes, and then the other night they Cosby'd us.
No, they Cosby'd us. Oh.
Speaking of, is that where you're going?
Oh, no. I asked my dad how the levels were, and he just opened the door and gave me the thumbs up.
Oh, well, that's good.
My dad's listening, by the way.
Our tech director. Shout out to Richard.
Yeah, thanks. He's producing today. We went on a field trip to Best Buy.
Ah, excellent.
Looked around. Do you know
what they're selling?
Oh, yes. Do you know what they're selling for Christmas? Drones.
Awesome.
Dude, you can buy a drone, a little mini quadricopter drone with these wheels. It can go up your wall. It can travel up a wall, and it has a camera on it. Then they have one that's just like a little ball with a camera on it that can go underwater. This is the best time.
Or you roll it. You roll it down escalators for some great upskirt shots.
Oh yeah, or some pervy high school kid chunks it into the girls' locker room for shits and giggles. I mean, this is the golden age of being a perv, right?
Which are legal, right? I don't know about the shower shots, but weren't there a couple of states that recently?
Oh, yeah.
Overturned.
Citigroup wrote some legislation saying, yeah, it's okay to do those upskirt photos.
Yeah, there were a couple of states that just overturned laws that they had about the upskirt shit.
Why the fuck would you not do that? You know, like, why would you why would you overturn that law, though? They overturned a law saying, so now it's legal to do those?
Right. There were a couple of states, like, I want to say Texas and, God, Ohio, for some reason, it pops into my head. I don't have it open in front of me, but there were a couple states that apparently had laws that they had passed saying, you know, upskirt photos taken out in public. Some perv is standing next to one of those glass escalators at a fucking mall waiting for some women to go by with skirts on. And he's got his cell phone aimed up. And then he throws them on the Twitter.
Yeah.
Or on... you know, some disgusting
YouTube
besthotgirlspics.com or something like that.
Right. Horrible.
Then it's a crime. But the higher courts in both of these states said, well, you know, no, it's not a crime.
Got it. Well, okay. Wait.
Snap away. Snap on those snappers, boys.
Wait. So if I'm filming the police and it happens to be an upskirt shot of a policeman, can I do that? Is that legal?
I think it depends on the state you're in. It's always legal to film the police in when they're out policing and doing stuff in public. There is a Supreme Court decision decided that there is no reasonable... expectation of privacy for the popo when they're out popoing, that it is in the public interest for them to be able to be filmed out performing their popo type stuff.
Right. But what if they really, 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 really don't want you to be filming?
Well, then they arrest you and they say, stop resisting as they're bouncing your face off the pavement.
Supreme Court.
As one of the big fat fucks is then rubbing his greasy white fingers over your cell phone, trying to figure out how to delete the footage you just shot.
That's the best. Yeah. Tell me how to delete this stupid
Right. How do you delete these?
Oh, shit.
That's why
the hardest.
That's why you need one of those apps. Those apps that instantly upload whatever you're filming to the cloud.
Oh, yes. How peaceful.
To the cloud.
Oh, shit.
Cloud. We can see what's going on in the news. I have a feeling I know some of it.
It's going to be depressing.
It ain't all great everywhere.
By the way, happy 420 to those of you on the West Coast.
Happy 420 to those on the Central Time.
Oh, wait. It is Central. Sorry. Not the way. Fuck off. Here's the problem. I got my laptop set to California and my iPhone set to whatever, wherever I happen to be. So happy 420 to me, and you have to wait 2 hours.
And happy 420 in the morning, the other side of the planet.
Wait, there's another side of this planet? There's a whole other planet?
I know.
People I have to give a shit about?
To many Americans, no.
Wait, without that other side of the planet, how am I going to have 8-year-olds to build my iPhone and my sweaters?
Except Israel. They like Israel.
Oh, yeah.
They're
white.
Let's see what the headlines are.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
Wee-weed up. Sarah Palin. I haven't seen anything Sarah Palin related in actually a day or two, so she's got to step up.
There must be something big in the hopper.
Yeah, right.
I mean, isn't there something every day? Because doesn't she have to put out content on her stupid fucking channel?
I don't think she's that great at pumping out the content. I don't think she's... Didn't we look at Herman Cain's website, who also has his own internet TV station and radio station and empire, media empire growing?
Cain TV.
And he's putting out all kinds of shit. I'll give him credit. He's pumping out the content, but you go over to hers and it just seems like, I mean, think much like if you look in her left ear, it's all crickets and tumbleweeds.
Yeah, that's a shame. I think they should just put her on camera reading things. I would love that.
You're right.
Let's make it fun.
Reading things. I want her to ad lib.
Does she record that in Alaska?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Good
yeah.
God, Alaska, man. I have been watching all kinds of shows about that fucking state. I watched this guy catch a goose in his backyard, feather it, get it ready, cleaning it to get it ready for his family to eat. He lops off the head of the goose with a knife.
Oh, how and tosses it to the dog, right?
Yeah.
Did you? But, yeah.
Did we talk about this last week?
Did we or did we talk about it? Did we talk about it on the show or did we talk about it on the telephone? I don't know.
No, I think it was a horrendous personal conversation that we had. That,
I apologize for blowing the lead.
No. I mean, the dog ate the guy cuts off the goose's head and then tosses it to the dog, and the dog eats it. The dog loves it. He keeps and the horrible thing how he eats it. He keeps chewing on it, but he keeps dropping it, so the head keeps falling out of his mouth and keeps putting it up. Then he chews it too fast and tries to swallow it. And then he chokes on it and it throws it back up. And then he eats it.
Was it when it was stuck in his throat? Was it like a duck call? Was it? Was it like something from Duck Dynasty?
No. Yeah. Absolutely. It was still moving. Yeah. It was saying Affleck.
It was. Did it start flipping around the back of his head like when Elmer Fudd was shooting Daffy Duck? Over and over, and the bill spins around the backside of his head.
Yeah,
how horrific! God, nature can be fucking gross.
Time to be a vegan. After I watched that, I was like, oh shit, I could not last out in these people that live in the Alaskan bush that don't have it just live out. This old guy said he burnt his bed one winter because he got so cold he ran out of wood. He had to literally cut his bed up into firewood and burn it so he wouldn't fucking die.
I would have burnt my bed with myself in it at that point. Yeah, I was just like, too. Fuck this
whole town. They're all whatever show I'm watching on about Alaska. It takes place in McCarthy, Alaska. I don't know the name of it, but it's all these people are all pissed off because this guy that runs a restaurant and hotel in the downtown area they don't want electricity brought to the town because they think it's going to bring untoured types. It's going to bring the riffraff.
Well, that's true. Porn.
Light bulbs.
Porn comes with electricity.
Really, I mean, I guess I sort of feel for these Bush people in a way because I'm like, well, you know, you did move out there to be in the middle of nowhere, but this one guy went to the trouble of putting a grid in the town. The least you could do is not shit on him. And it is pretty great
if you
have electricity.
If you're gonna go Kaczynski and you know, without the bombing part, you don't go full Kaczynski, just a three-quarter Kaczynski.
Yo, man, he went full Kaczynski.
And you hole up in a shack somewhere and let your beard grow in your hair, and you don't wipe your ass and shit, whatever you feel like doing. I mean, wouldn't you go to Arizona or something, or the Everglades? I mean, I guess you got to deal
enough.
With gators
it's
and
not
shit. But why would you go somewhere where there is literally 8.5 minutes? Sometime in the middle of July that is comfortable. And the rest of the time, you're freezing your sack off.
I don't know. One time I called my brother and he was like, oh man, I can't talk right now. We're all going off to swim. It's like the one time in the summer where it's warm enough to swim in this lake they have or something. Hey, you know, I don't know.
There's a 7-foot hole that's melted in the lake. Hurry up.
I lived in a, would you call Chicago a modernized city besides the violent Irish Southsiders?
In some ways, but yes.
Yeah, kind of
modern. Sure.
No. But it's cold as hell there, and I thought that was kind of a pain in the ass to live because of the weather.
Yeah.
I mean, and you have every modern convenience in Chicago. These people, when they go take a shit in their outhouse, my brother tells me, you have to spray a solvent or something on the seat so the skin from your ass doesn't permanently congeal to the seat. It's so cold, your ass literally grows into the outhouse. Literally!
Can you tell how many owners a car has had by how many layers of ass skin there is on the seat?
I don't know.
That's how you...
I don't think
you count
people
the rings?
Drive out there pantless, I don't think.
Oh, gross.
No, it's all horrible. I mean, you know, nobody has phones. You know.
Yeah, in Chicago, you get a large snowstorm at night. You look outside. There's snow everywhere. It's beautiful. It's covering everything. By the morning, if you're not able to get out of your driveway, if the fucking city hasn't plowed, if everything isn't perfect, you are pissed off.
Dude, this little city up in a city, please. This little village up in Alaska, at the very end of the show, they showed the guy hooking up his grid, you know, getting the electricity going. And the big finale is he switches on a light and a bulb comes on. It's not like an entertainment center starts thumping and a bunch of black people move in. I kind of feel like that's what these people are nervous about, the minority.
The camera pans over and it looks like Vegas. All of a sudden.
I mean, it's insane. This one guy is so old, he gets hungry. He's like, I just walk out in my backyard and nature provides me dinner. And he shoots a grouse with his fucking, listen, man, this sniper rifle. They talk about they don't want the modern, whatever, they don't want any modern conveniences up there. Their guns are pretty impressive. I mean, it's not like they're hunting with muskets.
Where do they get the guns from?
From the store, stupid. No, I don't know. They have some things.
Is there a door-to-door gun salesman? I mean, you'd probably make a nice living there.
Yeah,
if you survive.
I think there's a few things there that people spend money on, like guns, ATVs, and chainsaws. They were talking about, like, how valuable a chainsaw is up there. And they're like, chainsaws like a good woman. You got to keep her sharpened and perfectly tuned. Oh, I don't know what kind of women are like.
In the shed.
Isn't a good woman to you just like a woman? I mean, how picky are you going to get up there in the bush? A good woman, please. Dude, you're disgusting. You're toothless.
Yeah.
You haven't changed clothes. You haven't bathed in weeks. There's some woman that wants to spend 1 second of her life with you. You should be thankful.
Yeah. You ain't the shiniest lure in the pond.
You're not shiny at all.
Yeah.
I mean, these people, they walk around in that town and they actually look like dirt moving around. They look like walking trees.
Like Pigpen from Peanuts.
They are Pigpen. They would look at Pigpen and be like, I don't understand that character. So what? He's dirty. Everybody's dirty. We all walk around covered in mud and shit. Yeah. It's like that scene in Monty Python, Holy Grail.
Don't be a hater.
How would Ariana Grande do up in the bush? Could you carry me?
God. Oh, my God. What a worthless. If that's
piece
true.
Of shit.
I mean, just really what a.
Oh, it's got to be true. There's pictures of it, God, dude.
You know, the horrible thing is, I'm on, to do the headlines, I'm on the Huffington Post here, the commie pinko liberal Huffington Post. And we're talking about Ariana Grande, who the story was. If you listen to our show from last, was it Thursday? Go to crabdiving.com or iTunes or Stitcher. Or you can also listen to the Hollywood Hick, the very funny.
Oh, shit.
The very funny Mr. Brent Paris, who is every Tuesday and Friday, brand new shows at 7 p.m. And they have the reruns all week on the 7s. 7 in the morning, 7 at night. But he talks about Ms. Ariana Grande. And the story was, that came out last week, that she's starting to like to be carried around like a little baby in places. Like, she gets so tired, and her little feetses are so delicate and everything that they can't touch the foul ground. So she's being carried around. And... talking about that, and then I look at the Huffington Post, and it's a horrible segue, but yes. The picture of Ariana Grande being carried, and now sadly there's a woman being carried by EMTs in Australia after this fucking hostage bullshit that went on down there.
Yeah, shit. That's where Ariana got the idea to be carried, by the way.
Too soon.
Okay. I don't know. She's trying to do a show.
I think it's the other way around.
Oh, yeah. do you think the EMTs are like, okay, guys, we're going to have to do the Ariana carry?
That's right, the Grande. Give her a Grande. They were in a coffee shop.
Ariana Grande. I named myself after my favorite drink at Starbucks.
Now, here's the surprising thing. Side by side, I have opened the Drudge Report and the Huffington Post. And as much as this is manna for right-wing lunacy, fear-mongering lunatics, this fact that this gunman in Sydney, Australia... was an Iranian Iranian Islamist. You know, he made the hostages hold up a black flag with some Islamic stuff written on it.
Thank goodness for religion, by the way.
Yeah, woohoo. And that you think they'd be eating that shit alive, right? I mean, Ducey has probably had to change his pants 5 or 6 times from the pre-cum that's been leaking out.
Jeez, that's just that's going to be the worst thing you're going to say on this show. It has to be today. I mean, that's the worst thing.
Only today?
Yeah, I mean, really, that's pretty bad. I don't want to think about Steve Ducey like that. I don't want to think about Steve Ducey.
And but the headline on Drudge doesn't have anything to do with the hostage crisis in Australia.
Are they all in a dither about Elizabeth Warren still, or what's going on with Drudge?
No. Well, before we get there, the it's over with, by the way, the siege. I guess they're saying, oh, God, the writing is already beginning. Associated Press, the deadly siege began in the most incongruous of ways on a sunny Monday morning inside a cheerful cafe in the heart of Australia's largest city. Good God.
Wait, now, was the cafe cheerful, or was it happy and cheerful?
Inside a cheerful cafe.
Oh, wow. Way to paint a picture. So the cafe's cheerful. Okay. I'm glad I understand the situation.
An Iranian-born gunman burst in, took 17 workers and customers hostage, forcing some to hold a flag with an Islamic declaration of faith in the window. above the shop windows, festive inscription of Merry Christmas. Oh, they allow them to say Merry Christmas down there.
Holy shit.
No war on Christmas in Australia, apparently.
Oh, yeah. Good for those Aussies.
It ended after midnight their time. Gunfire ended up with two hostages and the gunman dead, four others wounded. It was 16 hours that they waited. Police finally decided to storm the Lindt Chocolat Cafe. I'm sure they're thrilled for the press.
Lindt?
L-I-N-D-T.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. The Naval Fuzz Cafe.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Eccentrics.
When they heard a number of gunshots inside, so they went in there when they heard gunshots inside. There was a loud bang. Several hostages ran out of the building. Police swarmed in. There was heavy gunfire, shouts, flashes. A bomb disposal robot was seen going into the building. No explosives were found, I guess they say.
Wow.
They believed at the time if they didn't go in right away, more lives would have been lost. The gunman, identified as 50-year-old Man Harun Moniz.
Oh, Jesus. Well, he's into, like, you know, some sort of extremism bullshit.
Oh, yeah. He was once identified. We'll cut that out of the podcast version. He was once identified as prosecuted, for sending offensive letters to families of Australian troops killed in Afghanistan. What an asshole.
Oh, my God. This guy's a dick.
According to the prime minister down there, Tony Abbott.
Hello, Tony.
Hello. He said this guy had a long history of violent crime. He was infatuated with extremism and was mentally unstable.
Oh, my God.
They haven't released information yet as to whether the two hostages were killed by the captor, caught in the crossfire. They say one of the four wounded was a police officer who was shot in the face.
God damn it.
And they are investigating.
Well, what's to investigate, I guess? I don't know.
They say last year this guy was convicted, sentenced to 300 hours of community service for using the postal service to send what a judge called grossly offensive letters to families of soldiers killed in Afghanistan.
God, this guy's just a religious nutball.
He said his letters were flowers of advice and saying he always stands by his beliefs. So this motherfucker was sending letters to the soldiers' families that were killed, probably saying, you know, your sons are rotting in hell, it's against Allah. I don't know. I'm just speculating, but if they were grossly offensive.
Got it. How horrible. He sends letters. Did he send letters or emails? Because he sends letters. He must be a real psycho.
You're right. They're saying it's a one-time random individual. They don't think this is any big plot. This is, you know. Oh, yeah.
It's
and
a fucking plot.
Did you see? I mean, one thing. This is where Australia, I mean, right now they've got issues. They've kind of got, they've got libertarian syndrome down there, and they're just letting their mining barons and their oil barons and their frackmeister fuckwads.
Are there frackmeister fuckwads down there in Australia?
There are
or
a
no?
lot of them down there.
Really? They're fracking the bush?
And they're fracking the fuck out of the bush.
Where were the Aboriginals live?
And they are giving few shits about environmental issues. In fact, they've been relaxing things like they're trying to do here, much to outrage of many in the international community.
Sure, but here's what I'll say to that. If you had the environment Australia had, you might have a chip on your shoulder about it. I mean, my God, you walk out the door, there's like fucking snakes everywhere. Oh, look, here's a spider. If it bites you, your dick will fall off. And then don't go in the water because there's gigantic sharks. Oh, and if there's no sharks, there's this little thing called a box jellyfish. If it touches you, you will die in 3 minutes unless somebody for some fucking reason, has a big syringe of anecdote. No, this is an anecdote.
If I have to walk 20 meters to shit away from my camp and dodge 47 things that might kill me, I can frack the fuck out of this land.
I come out of that ocean with one less leg because some gigantic dinosaur shark fucking beast mauled me. I might be like, yeah, dump a little oil in there on his, on your house! On your house, you asshole! You just took my fucking leg! No. Let's not stop there. Let's go ahead and frack. Let's fuck this place up.
Suck that fracking water, koala.
Yeah, well, you know, the koala bears, they'll get you too. They're the worst. They're so sarcastic.
They're insidious. They are. They're judging.
Oh, they're the most sarcastic animal on the planet. Their sarcasm reaches dangerous, infuriating levels in like 3 minutes.
Yeah. Very racist.
Oh, the worst.
They are. So this happened at 9:45 in the morning.
These terrorists get up early.
Martin Place in Sydney's financial and shopping district, which is packed with holiday shoppers. Woohoo!
God, man, when I worked in Starbucks in Chicago, I worked smack dab in the middle of the financial district. I'm lucky we were never taken by any kind of terrorists or anything like that. And that would have been horrible.
He made people hold up a black flag with the Shahada, or Islamic Declaration of Faith, written on it. The Shahada translates as "There is no God but God, and Muhammad is his messenger."
Right, and in no way are we making fun of any Muhammad bullshit, because these people are scary.
Yeah, but that's not the reason to not make fun of it.
I know.
That's more reason to point and shine the light on this bullshit, on what this craziness does to people. I mean, yeah, this is a guy who obviously has some mental issues.
Yeah, it ain't about the religion. He's a fucking nutcase and it needed a little lithium or Prozac or something, right?
But it might be both. It might be, you know, we don't know what happened. Maybe there is something behind it, or maybe, you know, there's whoever his imam is or whoever his priest. Maybe he's kind of a hellraiser. Who knows? I don't know. They're investigating, I guess.
Imami.
His mom.
I don't know.
I want my imami.
How horrible. I want my imami.
So that's the headline on the Huffington Post. But over on the Drudge, you think, like I said, you think they'd be eating that shit up, man. That, you know, you think they'd have big jihad drool running down their face.
Is Matt Drudge just not care anymore? Is he like, is he in bed?
Something's going on.
Is he sad? Is he depressed?
Something's going on. So the headline over Drudge, it says Russia rate hike shock, 17%.
What in the fuck does that mean?
It's a link to Bloomberg.com and says that Russia's central bank raised its benchmark interest rate, the most since the nation's 1998 default. I have to read this more boring. Russia's central bank raised its benchmark interest rate the most since the nation's 1998 default, making the announcement in the middle of the night in Moscow as policymakers seek to douse investor panic and stem a ruble rout. Ooh, a ruble rout.
Ooh, a ruble rout.
Russia raised its interest rates.
Who cares?
By a lot to try
what
to keep its money from tanking. One of the reasons its money is tanking is, you know, some of these sanctions are working a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Sanction this, motherfuckers.
Right.
Well, wait. So that's a good story. That's a good story for Obama, right?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
So Drudge is running a pro-Obama story.
Well, not directly. It doesn't say anywhere in here. It doesn't attribute that.
Why don't they attribute anything to Obama? I know you guys all hate him and shit, but Jesus Christ, he has done some stuff. Some good stuff, right? I mean, am I just out of my mind here?
It also has to do with the price of oil now, which is plummeting, which is good for what?
You ignored the question.
I did ignore the question.
All right. Wait. The price of oil is plummeting.
It's plummeting, which is good for consumers. The price of gas is really low right now. Not good for, you know, the big oil corporate overlord, evil fuckwad BP, Exxon types.
Oh, shit. You know, it's so funny. I always forget to consider the feelings of the evil corporate overlord fuckwads. Right. I always forget to consider their feelings. Are you guys okay over there?
Never forget the corporate fuckwad feelings.
Hey, Charles Koch, I'm sorry. We haven't heard from you. I'm just checking on you. I brought a lasagna. Brought a casserole for you. You eat it. Just please return the dish. I just want to make sure you're okay. Are you doing okay? Here's some soup!
So inexplicably, that's the headline over at the Drudge when there's terrorism going on, man. And
what in the fuck is wrong with those people?
And Drudge is talking about interest rates going up in Russia.
They're fucking our show up, kind of.
They are. What are they doing to us?
That's the whole thing. We read the HuffPo, headlines, and we're like, hey, okay, these guys generally make sense because, you know, they're libs. And we go over to the Drudge and say, hey, look at these idiot conservatives. They're stupid. And then we make fun of them for 2 fucking hours. Now what?
There's breaking news here in Los Angeles, in California, a story that we have followed here on Crab Diving. Go to crabdiving.com to listen to past episodes of this amazing show.
Yes.
And the regional, there's a U.S. federal appeals court ruled today, not that long ago, fresh from the fertile loins of our justice system, that pornographic movie actors in Los Angeles, do you want to take a guess? They're saying condoms during sex scenes, must they or must they not?
I'm going to say must they not. I'm going to say people are against that because I was for that. But then everybody told me, all my libertarian type friends told me how I was, you know, just like, fuck you and your stupid fucking opinions. So I'm going to say they don't have to wear condoms. Nobody cares. Get AIDS. Have a ball. Nobody gives a shit about you.
How I guess it matters to people. It doesn't. Affect my porn experience if the schlong in question is besheathed or not.
Right. And listen, does it make your porn experience better if the actors you're watching on screen are, you know, spreading AIDS and shit? Or?
No, I'm saying it doesn't matter to me. I don't
care. Oh, it doesn't matter.
No, if they have a condom on or not, I put a condom on if it's a problem.
You know what's funny? I just realized that my headphones weren't plugged in all the way, so I'm actually hearing you better now. It's better.
Oh, well, that's good. Welcome.
That's probably why I heard you say the wrong thing on the condom deal.
It's like one of those Upworthy videos of a little kid, a little baby who has a cochlear implant turned on for the first time.
I'm a little baby on an internet radio show screaming into a microphone in my parents' guest bedroom.
Or like the first time Rush Limbaugh was able to hear after his ears were blown out by OxyContin.
Yeah. I mean, if you are Rush Limbaugh, you might as well just blow your ear holes out with punch. It's not like I have a problem with him doing that. I don't give a shit. Go ahead. Be high as you want on hillbilly heroin, you big walrus freak of nature.
Speaking of blowing, Los Angeles condoms.
I'm saying no. I'm saying that they don't have to wear them anymore because they're worried about losing all the porn business in L.A.
Well, in 2012, voters.
Oh, you already know. You already know the answer.
I read the story. 2012, voters in L.A. County approved a measure requiring condom use during sex scenes in pornographic movies.
Yes.
They also have decided, it was challenged in court, now they've decided that absolutely they must wear condoms during sex scenes. We have
tyranny.
A caller on the line calling, possibly on topic, I don't know. Is this Kelly the Voice?
This is Kelly the Voice. Hello.
Kelly the Voice of Crab Diving. How's it going, Kelly?
Good. How are you guys?
I'm good.
What up?
How's the family, Ryan? Hi, very Ryan's good. Dad.
They already hung up. They're good.
They know better.
Come on. Hey, everything's good down here. It's beautiful. It's beautiful down here in Florida. It's the winter. It's 60 degrees. Everyone's losing their mind.
Florida has a lot of mosquitoes. Besides, you know, politics and horrible human beings, I kind of hate Florida for the mosquitoes.
Hey, who asked you? Hello?
Did we lose you, Kelly?
Wait.
Oh, we might have lost Kelly.
Wait a second. Did she get mad at me? I said, who asked you? She hung up all in a...
Yeah, I don't know. Her little icon isn't... Oh, wait. Wait. She might be back. She's calling back.
Okay.
She may be back. You may...
I think I'm back.
I think she's back. Do you... did you hear about the ruling, Kelly, that an appeals court decided that Los Angeles porn actors must... actually wear condoms during sex scenes?
I was listening about that, yes.
How do you feel about that?
Well, see, I came out against it when it first came out because apparently, like, health officials themselves were against this because it's going to funnel a lot of money into regulating this when that's not the main problem. Like, that's not where health officials need to be concentrating when it comes to this industry or many industries.
Right.
So
are they
going to
do
a waste of time?
Are they going to have undercover investigations of people?
Well, no,
sting operations to make sure there's latex on that cock?
No,
monitoring of it is just a huge waste of our fucking economy. And LA has just lost a huge chunk of its income because we lost most of our porn industry.
But wait a second,
like,
you know how that's
stupid.
Listen, boys, this is how they're going to regulate it. Micro drones.
Just shoot off like AIDS-filled dicks.
Some tiny little drone hovering in the corner. Just making
pictures.
Sure that there's...
Right.
Yeah, awesome.
Reconnaissance. Sure. And if you don't have a condom in, they'll send a little shockwave to your balls.
Crap. It's a great idea.
I kind of, but you sound as if you've evolved. You've changed your mind.
Me?
Yeah.
No.
Oh.
I still think it's a waste of money. Listen, I make my own choices. Porn stars make their own choices. Like a huge thing about the greater good. And like, dude, we make tons of money off that economy. And yeah, they make enough money that they put it back into the economy. And yes, it's actual health officials are saying this is a waste of money. And actually, they can help people and protect them better in other ways outside of this measure. Then listen to them. Listen to people who know what the fuck they're talking about more than even I know what I'm talking about. But also, yeah, I don't mind the income that the porn stars bring in. They can come into my restaurant and eat and tip that, no problem. But no, now they're going to go to Arizona or some shit and shoot there and give them the money.
Or let's put into process the whole bureaucracy to police
job
putting
creation.
Putting rubbers on cocks. But let's not pass any legislation to put cameras on cops.
Right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Are we going to make cops wear condoms? Listen. I think
should.
Well, voice. Wait a second. So you're saying you're not seeing as many porn stars at your restaurant because the industry left L.A.?
Yeah.
Our
economy is going down. There's a reason.
Are porn stars good tippers?
Hey, they make money and they're entertainers. Yeah, for sure.
A lot of
and they
a lot of coke
in public. That's a big deal.
A lot of coke and meth stained tips.
They want to look good in public. They want to look good in public. You're right. I mean, because people want to know that their favorite porn star is not a crappy tip.
Right.
I mean, I don't know. Does that matter to
nothing
people?
Like working a crowd. There's nothing you want to do than be out with your family and spot someone that you were just jerking to in the middle of the night.
I can't believe how rude Peter North was to that waitress.
Yeah, right.
That's hilarious.
Oh, man.
No.
Well,
I don't know. I mean, the filming out here is insane anyways. I just think that's the wrong battle to pick.
Yeah. Well, listen, yeah, you're saying it's insurmountable, and damn the people that die to, sexually transmitted diseases because, you know, they're not using a condom. Is that what you're saying?
Not exactly.
You're saying fuck them, literally.
Yeah.
Fuck
well,
hey.
but they're getting paid for it. I'm not. Health officials at the time had an argument, and I wish I could quote it. This was years ago when it first came out and, on the books. Yeah, they just said, there's better ways they can spend their money.
Okay, so you
but
would
they
say...
they do get tested, they do get regularly tested.
So you're saying that the industry has been policing itself, that these couple of...
not just itself. Legally, they have to get
tested. Well, right, and
I mean, this is just...
And these couple of instances that popped up have been caught really quickly, and that there's no real need to for this knee-jerk reaction and to apply all this money and bureaucracy to something.
Right.
When they could invest money in something else.
Are we worried? Yeah. Are we worried about the slippery slit slope? The slippery slope.
Slippery slit.
Wow.
I mean, now this, what's tomorrow? What are they going to regulate tomorrow? Today, condoms, tomorrow, you know what I mean?
No,
where they
I'm not
should,
afraid.
Where,
you know I'm not afraid of social regulation. I think we people are fucking morons. Regulate as much as you can. It just needs to be smart regulation. I mean,
where they should,
you can't regulate my uterus, but you can regulate, my water. And make sure that I don't kill a man with my AK-47 because I'm cleaning it. You just got to be smart about the regulation. I just don't think this is a smart piece of regulation.
I just had this vision of the voice being really into guns. I mean, what if she was a gun nut?
That's funny. I'm really into knives. I like knives a lot.
Oh, really? Oh, Jesus. Do you have knives?
Yeah, a lot. Not a lot, but I used to collect them as a kid, and then when I got older, I stopped doing it as much.
Yeah.
But, I always carry one with me. Then again, I do live in Hollywood, so it's not the worst idea.
So, Ryan, what do you say, up or down?
They should make them wear condoms. I'm sorry. I don't mean to steal from your tips, boys, but I think we need big government here.
And Pat?
Oh, I would vote with the voice on this one.
Nice.
Oh, wow.
I think
majority rule.
I think there's plenty of legislation there already. It's fascinating that once again, government is getting involved in this kind of an issue when there's oil that's being fracked and bullshittery going on all over the place, and they're cracking down on something that is kind of not a problem. I mean, it is a problem that these people have possibly caught a disease, but these instances, as far as I know, have been a one-time deal, and it's some jerk off that goes down to Tijuana and fucks a donkey or something,
or it's some horrendous story about, oh my god, I heard one of these things on Entertainment Tonight or something, is how this porn star was talking about how she got AIDS on the set. She's like, I got a call from my agent and it was a lot of money, so she's like, I knew it was gonna be a gangbang. And then she said a really bad gangbang. And I was like, holy fuck, what is going on? So anyways, that's how she caught it. She can't do a 100-person thingamabobber.
Jesus Christ.
Maybe I do need to write. Maybe Czar Pfeiffer does need to step in. I would put it into these gangbang videos. Good God, how horrendous. Who wants to do that? Just say nobody can do those.
Listen to you, Rick Santorum.
I want rules about everything. I want to do it. I don't know. Your argument against this is, you're like, well, we should be putting cameras on the cops. Well, why can't we do both? Why can't we put cameras on the cops and cameras on the cocks?
Well, let's legislate people wearing condoms when they have sex.
Slippery slope.
Yeah, let's make it so gays can't have sex because, you know, sodomy and shit.
No, that's not what I'm saying. That is not. All I want, I just think, I don't know, it's not so horrible. Like, if you work at a plant, OSHA rules state that you have to wear, you know, goggles and a helmet. Well, these people, they work at a plant, except sometimes it's in a vagina or some weird hole, and they have to wear a helmet.
Right.
Yeah.
That's a great point. Oh, I'm sorry. Listen.
But the people
on the itty-bitty tea party.
The people working in a coal mine or working somewhere where they need to protect their eyes, they want to have their eyes protected. They would rather not have some piece of metal fly through their eyes. These people are saying, look, we've got it. I don't need that.
Think of it this way. Like, if they don't want to wear their helmets in the coal mine, they're going to get fired. So, yeah, they want to do that. Also, they want to survive. The problem, like, in the porn industry now, these people no longer have jobs because no one wants to film a porn with a cock with a rubber on it. So now they lose their job. They have to leave their hometown. They have to leave town.
That's right. There's a lot of people out there.
You, but they didn't ask for this protection.
There's a lot of people out there who want to look good in public and have no job right now.
Well, listen, this is what you have to do then. You know how sometimes the government kicks in farm subsidies and stuff? This is what Czar Pfeiffer would do. I'd be like, okay, here's some subsidies. Now you're still making money. Go do your whatever. I'm going to subsidize the condom porn industry.
If you have some subsidies, that'd be cool, but that's not going to happen.
Now the Catholics
lost their income here in LA.
Now the Catholics are losing their shit because they don't want their tax money going to those evil rubber things that you slip on the end of your John Thomas.
Oh yeah, there's that.
Yeah, and see, there's another industry. You know, I would have state issued government condoms that are, you know, must be given out to everyone, and that's another job creation. I put little kids to work. Making rubbers.
It's there's going to be a lot of jobs making chastity belts in Pfeifferland, it sounds like.
Yeah. No, actually, in Pfeifferland, it's going to be more like, hey, I'm tired of running this. Who wants to? I'm leaving. I'm out of here. I'm not going to last a term. I'm going to last a week.
I'm going to the Island of Brown Chicks part of Pfeifferland.
Goodbye, everyone.
Pfeifferland's going to have no cars, no flying things.
Yeah. No. Pfeifferland is going to have a town square where we're putting the board of Microsoft down there, and every time I have a question about how to do something in Excel that doesn't make any sense, they can fucking answer it for me. They can fucking figure it out for me, or it's off with their heads.
You're gonna have Bill Gates in a gimp mask with a little chain following you around.
Oh yeah, the people at Apple they're gonna open up a prayer every morning. It's like, please let Pfeiffer's iPhone work without issue this morning. Can't take another droning. I'm coming for Walmart too. I'm fucking up me some Walmart. And Chick-fil-A.
Stop offering to buy shit at Walmart. You could talk to you about going there to get Duck Dynasty. If you give Walmart or Duck Dynasty any money, even as a joke, I'm kicking your ass.
I tell you what I am doing. Let me tell you what I am doing. You know how sometimes you can go to these fast food restaurants where it's like a Taco Bell, KFC. You know, it's a combination. Yeah. I'm going to do the same thing with Chick-fil-A, but I'm going to make it a Chick-fil-A gay wedding temple.
The Chick-fil-A lube emporium.
Oh, yeah, sure. It's going to
be awesome.
It's going to be great.
Oh, man.
Anyway, you guys make very good points. I'm sorry I'm such a ninny approved.
Yeah, well, the three-judge panel here at Crab Diving has ruled. Unsheathe those swords.
Oh, yeah.
We got to take a break. Kelly, thanks for calling.
Oh, totally. I'll talk to you guys soon.
Yeah, give us a call. Follow Kelly on the Twitter at Kelly Incognita, like the Espanol version with an A.
Is it Incognita? Yeah. I thought it was Incognita.
Latin.
Oh. The Latin version, pardon me.
Hola.
Yeah. Sit with it, dude.
get with your romance
Come
languages,
on.
Motherfucker.
Don't be daft.
Thanks, Kelly.
All right, talk to you later.
Bye,
boys.
Kelly, the voice of Crab Diving. You hear her. She was the voice of Crab Nation. Now the voice of Crab Diving. Here, she's here at the beginning of the show and everything. And follow her on the Twitter at Kelly Incognita. You can go to our Twitter and look for her there as one of the people we follow.
That's right. And by the way, this was one of our most spirited debates ever on the show.
It was a rancorous debate. Quite a spirited debate about whether to slip those things on the end of my cock.
All right.
We're going to be back in a couple of minutes, ladies and gentlemen. We're taking a break. We are here for another 53-ish minutes till 4 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, live. If it ain't that time, you're listening to a lovely, warm, friendly rerun of this great show. And we thank you for donating some of your ear space and time to us.
Don't forget, Molotov.
Molotov. Don't forget to listen to the rest of the great stuff that's here on the network. If you're listening live right after the show, if you're listening to the live version, is a rerun of the Can of Linguists, our Herbtastic, 420-ish, marijuana.
Hell yeah.
Marijuana expertise type stuff. And a show with April O'Connor, Alex Mandelberg. And then tonight at 7 p.m. is a rerun. Catch up on your Hollywood hick, everybody.
That's right, mother truckers.
Yeah, Brent's going to be breaking the fuck up with somebody.
That's right.
And then don't forget, at 8 o'clock is the daily Upper Decker, our sports show, followed by the rerun in case you missed it this morning or you need another dose of your morning wood. Get your morning wood at night at 9 p.m., the rerun of Rick Wood and his morning manifesto.
What a bunch of crazies.
It's a great gaggle. We're going to be back, everybody, in a couple of minutes. A little bit of mellifluous tones and musicology for you guys coming up during the break. We're going to reload and repack and
Molotov.
And unload. And we'll be back in 2 or 3 minutes. Don't go away. More crabs on the other.
Death of me. God is out of our days.
Ladies and gentlemen, live, it's Crab Diving, a little bit of D.B. Rouse, Breakfast in the Bible Belt. D.B. Rouse played frequently on the Morning Wood show with Rick Wood, 8 to 10 a.m. every weekday morning.
The wood is good.
The wood is good.
And that's what they used to say about Kerry Wood, retired pitcher now. Used to pitch for the Chicago Cubs. Had one of the most promising careers ever, and I believe Dusty Baker fucked his arm up because he used it. He overused the kid, and he had to retire early.
Natalie Wood, too. Said the same, yeah. Same thing about her.
Oh, really?
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
Anyway, listen to Rick Wood's show every morning.
Yeah. listen to all the great stuff here. We stream live 24/7, crabdiving.com/listen or /live. Either one will take you to the stream where it's warm, funny, angry, all kinds of shit going on.
Right.
Everything that you want. But then if you miss a show that you like, don't forget to go to crabdiving.com. And there, you can download them all and listen to them at your leisure. Also available on iTunes and Stitcher. And don't forget this holiday season, ladies and germs, when you're out, if you don't want to go out and buy shit for people, the easiest way, pop a beer, open the laptop, and order some shit off of Amazon. And if you're going to do that, order your shit off of Amazon through our portal on crabdiving.com. There's a little banner that says, click me to go to Amazon. And then you can also go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. If you buy something through them, we get a little taste, a little nibble, a little cut. Helps us, you know, buy booze and shit.
Yeah, we're filling our evil coffers.
We are. We're adding to the giant pile of money.
My brother keeps telling me, my middle brother in Alaska, that we need a Bitcoin wallet somewhere on the show or somewhere people can give us Bitcoin. Why would they want to do that?
Well, there was a guy, we did a story a while ago on the old Crab Nation show, that somebody at a college football game or a big basketball game, some big fucking sporting event, the guy took his Bitcoin QR code, you know, that square code that
oh yeah,
you know it, I don't know it,
but that's your wallet, right? Is that your Bitcoin wallet?
I mean, I guess, yeah.
What is that?
I would guess, I don't know, it looks like the I don't know, the Black Knight jerked off in a square. And the little QR code, but he held it up. He had it printed up to the size of like 2 feet by 2 feet. And he held it up and they got the camera caught him. And there were enough people out there that were like, holy shit, what is that? They did a freeze frame because people are people, you know, because they're going to be like, wait, now I got to know what it is.
They're curious
and
inquisitive.
Yeah. So they get their cell phones out and they find the little QR code reader. Turns out it's a link to his Bitcoin.
Oh, that rascal.
And you could donate to him. You could donate. It was like, you know, hey, thanks. I'm a college student or whatever. And he ended up making like thousands of dollars from people who were like, oh, cool. I'll give him a buck or I'll give him a, you know, whatever. However they divide up Bitcoins. I don't know. Cunt hairs. I'll give him a cunt hair.
I don't think that's it.
You don't think
my dad is in it? No, my dad's an expert in Bitcoin as well as my brother. They both are into it. Hey, Dad, make me up a wallet. Put on Crab Diving. You know, why not? Let's make some cash. How do you do that? We need a QR code.
Well, I guess it. Yeah, that leads to the, like, it leads to just a way for. I think the QR code just led to a way for them to easily donate to the Bitcoin dealio.
Oh,
or whatever,
to their wallet.
I would assume. Yeah. Yeah. But the dude made money.
Wow, that's cool.
People were like, yeah, I'll throw him a buck or two. Why not?
I watched a documentary about Bitcoin, and it showed where this, I don't know, this one company that, I guess they just sit around all day and trade Bitcoin. They have a whole Bitcoin operation.
Oh, I'm sure.
They got these offices. It's a bunch of hipsters sitting around with Macs, and these guys just bought this horrible hotel that was in disrepair and just set up office in it.
Do they? Good God! Do they?
It's nuts.
Do they trade?
I don't know what they do. They sit around. They all sit around on Apple.
I picture them laying on some old stained mattress, putting a quarter into the as they're trading bitcoins.
I don't know what they're doing. I really don't know what they're doing. They're doing something.
Man.
But they're all like 25 years old. And they're making, whatever they're doing, they're making shitloads of money.
Shit tons.
Tons. I mean, yeah. They're raking it in.
The, I've got a story. We were talking about Bill Cosby a little bit.
What's up?
Speaking of raking it in.
He's been out of the news. Listen, it's been 45 minutes before someone came forward and said he was assaulted by
That's
him.
Right.
What the fuck, man?
An Atlanta college in Atlanta, Georgia, is now suspending its endowed professorship. With Bill Cosby, amid allegations by more than now two dozen. We laugh, but good God, there's two dozen. There's 24 women that are saying that drugged them and assaulted them.
Listen, you're counting all the Playboy bunnies as one.
I might be.
No, you are, because there's 12. And that's I read something about, like, people, when they count the Playboy bunnies, the 12 of them that he assaulted.
Do they aggregate them?
He's only counting them as one. That's not fair.
One giant woman with a big white tail?
Oh, yeah. I don't know. God, what a monster. Who knew?
He also came out with a statement. Did you see that he would hope that black media would remain neutral and will remain neutral amid these horrific and fraudulent allegations?
Good God. What?
I don't know what that means. Like, what?
What the fuck is he talking about?
So far... I mean, are they supposed to not print the story? Is this what's happening now that all these women are popping up like zits?
Is he wanting black media to withhold judgment till all the facts are on the table or something?
Well, I guess. I mean, does he really expect the news to not go out? Well, let's not talk about it. I mean, whatever. Where's he been?
I mean,
his whole fucking life.
The numbers are getting to the point where it's like, oh wow, there's 100 people in here. So that means how many people in this room were probably raped by Bill Cosby?
What's a full baseball roster?
Oh, was it? I don't know. Well, let's see, 9 positions in 19, something like that.
Here we go. He could have a minor league team.
Oh, yeah. I don't know.
With rotations, with different pitchers.
God, I want to look up how many people are on a baseball roster. I feel like it's something I should know. Baseball roster.
The Spelman College in Atlanta is disassociating itself with Dr. Cosby.
That's insane, because you know what? I believe Spelman is where, God, what was the stupid fucking spinoff of the Cosby shows where Soleil Moon Frye goes up to college? Yeah,
Lisa,
a Different World.
Lisa Bonet. Was it A Different World?
Yeah. Wait. Who's Soleil? There's Soleil Moon Frye and Lilacoy Moon. One of those is Punky Brewster, and one of those is Lisa Bonet.
Yeah, right? Yes.
A 25-man roster. No. It's the 40-man roster. What is a 25-man roster?
40. Cosby's got a little bit more roofing to do. Or we need some more women to pop up.
Yeah, the 40-man roster. These players are generally the only ones who dress in uniform are the only ones who may take the field in a game at any time. Typically, not players on the 25-man roster and players who are on the disabled list but were on the 25-man roster travel on road trips with the Major League team. Who gives a shit? Okay. So that's cleared up.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. Don't forget to get your other sports news here on the network at 8 p.m. every night, the Daily Upper Decker, which is actually weekly, and then it reruns.
Yeah, it's weekly. Hey, get your gambling picks.
And you can also go to the dailyupperdecker.com, right?
Right.
So for their sports blog.
You know, they have these segments where they have these trivia questions and they have different games. And let me tell you something. Those guys are a stickler for the rules on those games, and especially how they're scored. Have you ever heard them get into an argument about, like, he's like, that should be worth a whole point? It's like, no, that's not a whole point.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Was it Barry was saying, I don't want your Andy was like, you know, you deserve a half a point for the first week because we were on a team together. And Barry's like, I don't want your fucking point. I don't want your goddamn point. I don't know if I got the people right. I think it was those two.
Barry Murphy and Tishon, right?
Tishon Williams, I want to say.
Don't know.
And of course, Tommy Gimler.
It's a great show.
Who missed last week's.
Yes. So it's just like the lunatics for running the asylum. Then that game was so funny, but those people are lunatics.
I've got a story about Florida since you're there.
Oh, yes. Oh, here I am.
There has been a study that came out that has said that since Sandy Hook 2 years ago, you may remember that, ladies and gentlemen, as an event where a man, we can't say shot, right?
Oh,
the
no.
NRA doesn't want us to say shot or no, shooter or anything.
Thrower of bullets.
Right. A bunch of kids at a school. Florida ranks second in the United States in school shootings since then. The fact that, this is what kills me.
The fact
there have been so many school shootings since Sandy Hook that they're like, there's ranks of them.
Oh my God.
As of December 15th, during the last 3 months alone, there were 16 school shootings in school, including a single week in which there were 5 incidents in 5 separate states.
You know what it's going to take? It's going to take.
Now, this this does include. This isn't just nutballs walking in and killing kids. This also includes, kids that take a gun to school and shoot each other and, you know, all kinds of shit. If a teacher goes nuts and shoots somebody, it's anytime a gun goes off in a school.
Yeah, it's gun related. Without the gun, there might not have been, you know, the shooting.
There is that similarity between all the stories. It's interesting of you to point that out, Ryan.
If the gun had not have been there, it would have been something else. But then they're like, well, it could have been a knife. Yes, and that would have been probably better.
In 35 shootings, more than one-third of the incidents, at least one person was shot after an argument or confrontation escalated, and a gun was on hand.
Great. It was just laying around. Just what? Doing what? Why was it on hand?
Well, they have dispensers in Texas schools.
Oh, yeah.
When you walk in. You know, in a Catholic church, when you walk in, you have to dip your hand in the water and bless yourself in the holy water. It's like in Texas, you have to dip your hand into the Glock bowl and you pull out your favorite instrument of killing and you walk into class.
You're not molested by a priest.
Well, that too. In the Catholic schools in Texas, you get double bonus.
Oh, wow. You get molested and they arm you. Perfect.
That's right. They'll teach you how to shoot in more ways than one.
Man.
Thanks. I'll be here. I'll be here all week, ladies and gentlemen. So, the also in on Black Friday, Florida ranked had its third busiest day ever for gun sales. Past Black Friday.
Third busiest. So what were the other two? I mean, it's only three. I wonder what the other two were.
Well, they've had a lot of busy days, but you know, as far as rankings, this was the third busiest ever
You think there's a spike in gun sales after every like Walking Gun premiere or something? Whenever Walking Dead, season premiere. Because I swear to God, that's why a lot of these assholes get guns, because of the zombie apocalypse. Something stupid like that. It's ridiculous.
Or the Muslims are coming to take Jesus away from them, or the Mexicans are leaping across the border, riddled with disease, to rape and defile their pristine white daughters.
Yeah, and I got to tell you something. I mean, this is going to come to a shock to these lunatics with the guns. But who are you? What race are you most afraid of shooting you to death? Because I got one, and it's white people. I am worried about white people shooting me to death. You know what I mean?
With badges.
Yeah. Lately, it's kind of the white guys. I don't mean to be a dick and to play the quote-unquote race card. But quit being afraid of the Muslims, okay?
Did you see in a bit of humanity that I'm not sure would take place on the benevolent soil of the United States of hashtag America here? But after enduring that horrific standoff, that lunatic down in Australia.
Hello.
There started to be some anti-Muslim bullshit going on because this guy, you know, was a Muslim.
Right.
And I think the start of it was there was a story of a girl who was wearing her hijab. And
what's
that? Her headdress, her Muslim headdress.
Okay.
And was getting on a train or walking toward a train or something. I don't remember the whole story. And she took it off and was like crying. Like she took it off and she was hiding the fact because she was worried that something was going to happen to her because she's Muslim. And
right.
Somebody walked up to her and said, put that back on. I'll walk with you. And then the hashtag, I'll walk with you, has now become a worldwide mega trend.
Oh, cool.
I'll ride with you, I think it is. I'll ride with you. He's going to ride the train with her.
Yeah, yeah.
So now it's I'll ride with you, hashtag I'll ride with you. And people are tweeting out saying, like, it's like, if you wear religious attire and need to get from Adelaide's west suburbs to the city on Tuesday but don't want to travel alone, hashtag I'll ride with you. So people are offering to accompany strangers who are Muslims to keep them from any harm from any lunatics that might be going all anti-Muslim and shit.
That's so awesome. I saw that hashtag and I just assumed it was for some shitty One Direction song. So I was like, oh, fuck that. Who cares?
That'd be I'll Ride On You.
Oh, yeah.
Miley Cyrus hit.
Oh, God. All of our celebrities today, these days, they're so stupid. They're just dumb as shit. And that's all there is to it. Everybody's an idiot.
So that, you know, I'm not sure that would happen here. If, oh my God, can you imagine forbid that some lunatic, it'll happen again. Some lunatic's going to go crazy and shoot some shit up or whatever. And if it's even whiffs of anything Muslim, I mean, Fox will go 24/7 Can you imagine?
Oh, yes.
A drinking game that day every time somebody on Fox says jihad.
They're going to have to powder Megyn Kelly down extra
hard.
She's in a coma.
Be
sweating. Yes, she's going to lose her mind.
Jihad, drink. Jihad, drink. Jihad, drink. It's jihad.
You think if this is weird, but do you think if Megyn Kelly was Muslim, do you think she would pray that Muhammad would turn white?
Muhammad was white, goddammit.
Muhammad's white,
Who said not that long ago that Egyptians were white?
They're white, okay? Egyptians are white.
I can't remember.
Get used to it.
But they were defending the fact that...
Egyptians are white.
You know, this new movie with Christian Bale, this Moses movie...
Oh, yeah. What? By the way, Christian Bale, are you not rich enough? Guess not. You tremendous whore.
Yeah, he's something.
I mean, really.
Somebody's got pictures of him doing something.
Oh, I think it's the opposite. I think Christian Bale was like, got it. I wonder what he told his agent. He's like, how much? And his agent's like, fuck it. Let's just see. Let's just see how much they'll pay your ass. Let's just see.
They want me to play Moses?
Yeah, he's like, and if it's this number, we'll do it. But there's no way. That's a stupid number. They'll never do it. And then they did it. Yeah. And so now he's fucking Moses.
Can I wear the really cool big beard?
He's going to wear whatever.
Of course you can.
Yeah, whatever. Let me see the script. You know what? I don't even want to see the script.
Done. Yeah, how many zeros? Done.
Ooh, I tell you what.
For a month's work?
Right. Do you think on set if Christian Bale's like, you think we could change just one line, just a little bit? Well, the writer's like, yes, 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 yes. I saw what happened when you had that tussle with that lighting guy.
Well,
it is
a little bit in the Bible, so there's not much. Can we give Moses a love interest?
I tell you what.
A little love triangle.
Oh, yeah. Christian Bale is such a pain in the ass on the set. I think he would scare Jesus, for sure.
Jesus would say fuck this turn the other cheek shit. It's on, right. Motherfucker,
Jesus is treading lightly like upon water. He's like, listen, don't piss this guy off, you'll end up on YouTube.
So that's what's going on with what were we talking about? We were talking about Christian Bale and all that stuff. I don't know, we got off on a hell of a tangent.
There's no more stories about Ariana Grande being carried anywhere today. Because, God, that's the funniest thing I've ever heard. It really is. It's just, I don't
know.
No,
I did send, I sent the Hollywood Hicka story, though, that said.
Oh, did you?
About her, I think I sent you too, that she, yeah. Wasn't she doing a, she said she almost died.
Oh, yeah.
She was, did you watch that video at all?
Is it worth it?
It really is enough to make you actually agree to that everybody has to wear condoms rule, because if this is what kids are following and looking at, she is in these, first of all, she's the size of a Barbie doll with bulimia. And she's got these
bulimia Barbie.
It is. She's got these platform shoes which are 8-10 feet tall. I mean, it's just ridiculous what she's prancing around in.
She's like keychain size.
She is. And she, I guess, wobbled a little bit on her feet and almost fell off the stage or whatever. And then in the vine, I guess it is, or in the little clip that I saw, the little YouTube clip, whatever she...
Yeah,
she's like, I almost just died right there.
Oh my God!
Okay, everybody, and she starts singing, you know, and continuing the song. But then she tweeted out or Instagrammed out or whatever, because you know, every 5 minutes we have to know what's happening with her.
Oh yeah, so important.
And
the dipshit wants to be carried.
Right.
What an idiot. What, I mean, what could be happening with her, actually? She's so dumb. Other than, like, the very thinking in a very basic way can be the only thing happening with her. I mean, I don't know. I need to be carried. I'm too tired.
It's really the epitome
What an asshole.
Of obnoxiousness.
Really?
And she's one of these who has that reputation of, I don't look people in the eye. I don't let people talk to me. She does that kind of shit now. At 22. At 22.
Right. What are you going to... Okay, I really want to look Ariana Grande in the eye for what? To see what? The window to her stupid fucking soul?
And in 10 years, nobody's going to know who she is. And not only will nobody be looking at her in the eye, but she'll be taking it in the eye for money.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Not in Los Angeles.
Oh, right. Not here. Not with these restrictive guidelines.
I'm assuming there's no eye shots. No Bukkake films are allowed in Los Angeles.
No. Well, I don't know.
Does that only cover? Does that count?
Only on PBS when it's educational.
Gross. What educational movies are on PBS?
I know, right? By the way, I've been watching.
Then they might get funding.
Right. I got to tell you, man, I've been watching. My parents have a normal TV, and it's nice. I'm enjoying it. I just want to give it up to the History Channel for all the people, all the historical figures they've been putting on there who have all been abducted by aliens.
Oh, I thought it was going to be rotating Hitler and Goering.
There's not even Hitler anymore on the History Channel. I swear to God, for like an hour straight, it was like ancient alien abduction. It's just these idiots on their time.
History. On the History Channel.
Yeah. The History Channel. Or what I like to call the story of how I got probed TV.
God.
They actually had this woman explaining how she was probed, and then they had a little animation of her getting probed, like the probe going where she was describing it. And I was like, oh my. That is so stupid. This is so stupid.
Was it here? No. A little to the left. How about here? Yes.
It was so dramatic. The music that they put around these people when they tell their dumbass stories, which is, it's always a big bright light or really dark, one of those two, a flash of some sort, another flash, and then kind of a feeling, a tingling feeling, and then, you know, they get probed and then they wake up today. That's like every fucking story. It's never different.
Are we sure it's not Bill Cosby in a helicopter?
Just... Now that's interesting. I never thought of that theory. Bill Cosby.
All these years. When did this shit start?
What's that hangar in Nevada?
Area 51?
Yeah. Bill Cosby. Yeah, he's part of Area 51. They never should have let him out. The alien rape.
That's it. All these alien abductions have really been Bill Cosby roofing and raping people.
Yeah. I'm getting probed by Dr. Huxtable, the father of Thursday nights. Jesus Christ, this is horrible.
This is on the History Channel.
It's the History Channel.
God.
Where's Honey Boo Boo's on the Learning Channel? The Learning Channel. It cannot be more ironically named.
I learn a lot.
Unlearning Channel. You don't learn shit.
You learn a lot by watching Honey Boo Boo.
Here's what you learn. I'll tell you.
We're fucked is what you learn. Yeah.
Everyone's incredibly fucking stupid. And that's it. That's all there is. It is stupid. I mean, you know, the Learning Channel. You know what other show they had on there? It was just the best. Toddlers and Tiaras.
Oh.
Good God. I mean, I've seen, how many episodes? We watched that.
I've seen it. It's one of those that is also really painful to watch. Because it's so creepy. I mean, not only are they just lunatics.
Oh, they're all lunatics.
But God, those when they put those girls out there, all just horrified. W-H-O-R-E, horrified.
And it's so funny to hear them talk about it because now they have all these like rules. They're like, well, we felt okay putting our 5-year-old in this fucking contest because it's not it's not full glitz. Like they would say, like this isn't a
wait a minute. Is that a term? Yeah.
Yes, there is absolutely a term. They'll be like, because it's not full glitz or something like that. They're like, in this one, they don't make them wear flippers and they don't spray tan them.
Wait, what's flippers?
Flippers are fake teeth.
Is this a furry related
no,
pageant?
No, The flippers,
where they dress up as it's they specialize in cetaceans.
Listen, it's fake teeth. They put fake teeth in these little 5-year olds over there. 5-year old teeth.
Oh, come
and
on.
it's called flippers. That they're set of fake teeth, and then they say,
"What is wrong with this country?"
Then they spray him down. to get ready for the funny thing is that they're like, we had to get up at 5 a.m. to start spray tanning Bessie. Like, what the fuck world did you, what kind of heart? And then the thing is, everybody's poor as shit. All these people are poor. But then they start talking about how much money they're spending.
Oh, this is going to drive me crazy.
I mean, these pageants that they enter, these little freaky looking children into. It's like, sometimes it's like a $75 entry fee, a $200 entry fee.
And then you know how many condoms they could buy with that?
Yeah. You don't want people to wear condoms. You're crazy. I mean, listen. Yeah, I think porn stars should have to wear condoms on the off chance that they get someone pregnant. Because those are, I mean, I'm sorry, listen, I don't have anything against porn stars. I think there are very few people who should probably have children. But let's just say, in general, maybe, most porn stars shouldn't be parents.
How dare you? Disparage.
Is that a shitty thing to say?
Disparage.
But right? I'm sorry. I don't mean to... I don't mean to disparage your porn industry or marginalize you guys, but I don't know. I mean, what do you think? Do you think porn stars should be parents?
Well, I don't think it's been studied for that long. I don't think that would be a great study.
We've toe-tagged a couple of Rugrats.
Right.
These adult video stars. We're seeing how normal their life is. Mom's having some friends from work over.
Yeah. Oh, hey, this is my mom's trophy for double penetration scene, 1997.
Oh, yeah. Do you think they get to go to the adult AVN, AVN awards, the adult video awards? I mean, Tom Hanks brings his stupid kids to the Oscars. Wow. I don't know.
Of course.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you?
Oh, my God. Can you imagine if you're a parent, be like, hey, by the way, you're not allowed to go over to little... Junior, what's trying to think of a porn star? I mean, I don't know. Would you let your kid go over to Savannah Sampson's house to play?
Yeah, sure.
Go ahead. Who gives a shit?
If I'm the dad, yeah. Is my kid here?
By the way, you are not going over to Pat Robertson's house again. Pat Robertson's grandchild's house. I mean, is Pat Robertson, do you think he's a great grandfather or just a great grandfather?
I probably just one.
I mean, he's old, dude.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know.
I'll
probably find that out. Yeah.
I mean, also, there's lots of other. It's not just. I'm not just saying. I feel bad. I think. Hey, listen, porn stars out there, I'm wrong. I marginalized you.
I apologize.
I don't want to write any emails. I don't want it to answer hate mail, and I'm sorry. I think you should have kids. Actually, I think it's required.
Yeah, fire those badges off.
Absolutely. Please procreate.
Turn into the Duggar of porn.
Yeah. Have some more kids, please. Savannah Sampson should have more children.
Go to our Facebook page, ladies and gentlemen, engage, spread the crabs, love the crabs, share the crabs, etc. Bunch of stories there. There's one story, that I wanted to talk about. There's a link there to, thinkprogress.org story, which, the other evening,
yes,
Leonardo DiCaprio, apparently, went out in Miami.
Yes.
And, this story describes it as, he left this nightclub with 20 women in tow. Now, I don't know exactly how this occurred. I don't have the visual. I don't know if it was like a human centipede where they were all attached to each other.
No, he makes them walk around like elephants.
But Think Progress says the tone of the coverage of the mass exodus from the VIP room has been gleeful, fist pumping, and congratulatory. So they're talking about how in all of these stories in the media, like in New York Magazine, there's a story, and New York Daily News has a story. And the tone is really like, you know, hey, check out how cool Leo is with this cloud of vaginas flying around him.
Yeah, it's like the Trail of Tears, minus the tears and the Cherokee.
Quote, overflowing with models everywhere.
They might be Cherokee. I don't know.
They said overflowing with models.
Right.
Cram that model tampon in.
Oh, God.
So you don't overflow.
Jeez.
He was out partying with some Jonas brother, one of the Jonas brothers, and some Christ. Other. But they said he left with 20 girls.
Imagine in some tiny little town in Minnesota, and all of a sudden you're like, Leonardo DiCaprio's coming to town. Not again, he ate. Yeah. He took all our women the last time.
Like the Pied Piper leading away all the poor models.
Wow. Jeez.
But people were saying the coverage in these stories is like they're quoting people as saying, oh, he left with 20 girls. He's my hero. The Jonas brother looked scared, like he was going to drown and suffocate in the women. His face was hilarious, is what one witness reported.
That's a witness statement? God, people are so stupid.
But the article is interesting because it makes an interesting point, which is, what if it had been a woman? We put on our Facebook, what if it had been Miley Cyrus?
Yeah.
And had left a nightclub with 20 dudes hanging around her.
Yeah.
She's got a little rope around 20 cocks, and she's dragging them around.
What if it had been that Anderson Cooper?
Anderson Cooper with 20 cocks dragging around.
It's raining, man. <Dun-a-dun-a>.
That'd be funny though.
There's a lot of discussion going on over at Think Progress of how would the media cover it had it been Miley Cyrus?
Well, let me tell you how they cover it. Like, they turn her into a big fucking whore.
She would.
Because our society is incredibly racist and sexist and homophobic,
misogynist, and yeah.
There's a certain state where 65% of the people that live there, if the South rose again, they would side with the Confederates.
Right.
Do you remember?
Yeah, absolutely. Missing fucking Zippy. And and also there are parts, these are the GOP, let's remember. These are GOP voters that in Mississippi that they polled. And they said that it wasn't a plurality. I guess they've evolved, but it was still like over 40% would have voted to make interracial marriage illegal. Would vote.
Talk about, wow. I mean, it's really slow. It's as if all these people in that part of the country think at the speed of Brontosaurus.
Right. Well, they were there with them.
Yeah. I mean,
people were there with them.
Does that kind of mean, is that kind of proof that those people that think that way are just fucking dumb?
Yes.
I mean, really, let's be honest. They're just stupid. That's all.
And as an example, the last story I have here, probably to fit in before we end the show here. Thanks for listening to us, ladies and gentlemen. We're here 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific every weekday, streaming live for you. And
yes.
Then we rerun it at 5 And then it reruns a few times through the day. There's a crab-a-thon, couple of them on the weekends where we run several shows in a row. Go to crabdiving.com to check the schedule there.
Schedule?
I've got a story. It's Mississippi.
How many people in Mississippi say, do you think most people there say schedule? Or what is schedule? How do the Brits say it?
Schedule. a Mississippi pastor is getting big claws up from this crab for style and theatricality when in wielding his horrific homophobic Sky Daddy bullshit.
What did he do?
Reverend Edward James of Bertha Chapel Missionary Baptist Church.
Holy shit.
Bertha? Is Bertha a biblical name? Bertha?
Yes, Bertha.
It's B-E-R-T-H-A. Bertha. Or was it Berther and they just, somebody wrote it down with a southern accent?
No, Big Bertha was the name of the ark.
And the bomb they dropped on Nagasaki or Hiroshima or
that's right. Let me put on my tinfoil hat.
So Reverend Edward James of Bertha Missionary Baptist Church went out in South Carolina.
Hey,
for some why is he in South Carolina? Reverend in South Carolina protesting. Oh, he's protesting marriage equality.
Oh, shit.
Went out, had a sign. But he also had a partner. Went out.
Oh, shit.
His partner was dressed in a bridal gown, looking very fetching. A beautiful harness, lovely withers. he took a horse with him.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Threw a wedding dress on it. Not well, I might add.
What an asshole.
And went outside and had a sign that said, marriage is one man and one woman. Anything else is a perversion. The other sign said, the next unnatural law, do you take this horse to be your unnatural wedded spouse to have and to hold?
Wow. Good job writing that phrase.
This is a big sign, by the way. This might even be possible if the band, B-A-N-D,
shut the fuck up.
On same-sex marriage is lifted. Where do we draw the line? So this is another one of those dummies that doesn't understand consent, that the horse can't look at you and say, yes, please fuck me.
Yeah, and another thing is, by the way, this poor horse is like, why am I the perversion? Why am I the perversion? I'm a horse.
Yeah, right.
Fuck you, man.
There was a perfectly good dog that you could have taken out and might have fit the dress better.
Absolutely. This horse is like, you just assume I like you. I hate you.
What if it's a gay horse?
Right. How do you, the horse is like, how do you know I'm not gay anyway? You never ask. You don't talk to me. You just tell me what to do. Fuck you.
So he's out on the street with a fucking horse in a dress. Actually, it looks like he took a regular wedding dress and just kind of ripped a hole in it and hung it over the horse's neck. Not a great costuming job.
Dipshit. What a glorious dipshit. I mean, that is just, it's wondrous.
And real quickly here, we got to end the show, but yesterday I walked out, I went to the store, and we've talked about these guys that stand on the street corner here in the neighborhood.
Oh,
this was a roving band, and the guy had some little speaker that he was carrying like a satchel, like a suitcase bomb of hatred and gay bashing and Jesus fascism, and they were running around. I was almost a block and a half away, and I could hear Jesus, Lord Jesus, and by the time I got up to him, they were just walking up and down the street. Like crossing the street around these four corners here in the neighborhood, and you could hear them from a block or two away. It was seven or eight of them. They were wearing these weird sashes that said Jesus. They were all dressed in with ties on and nice dresses. The one idiot was screaming about in Spanish, and then saying Jesus. And They were handing out pamphlets. Just obnoxious as fuck. I'm sorry, but that's an infringement on other people.
It really is. I'm trying to walk down the street,
right.
Okay?
I'm not
trying to have a nice part of my day. You're telling me why I may or may not burn in hell.
Yeah, and I don't want to see Stephen Hawking wheeling around going with, you know, everything loud as a loudspeaker either.
That might be kind of fun though. I want to see that movie about
fun.
There's a movie about Stephen Hawking coming out. I think I want to see it.
It is, yeah, really soon. Yeah. Oh my God, we got it in the show. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, thanks for joining us. Don't forget to follow us on the Twitter at Crab Diving. We're on Instagram. We're on all the other social media everywhere. Don't forget Ryan Pfeiffer at Rated R Comedy.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter at Vile Experience. Oh, so vile.
And everything about us is at crabdiving.com. Thanks, everybody. We're back tomorrow. Same bat time, same bat channel.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.